True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted art support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at UHealthSports.com.
Yes, sir, it's us, and we welcome you on a Wednesday. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. And usually we have our first segment open, but we kind of filled that up for you, and we're going to get right to it. And then we'll kind of give you a rundown of what's going on this evening. Kind of a mixed bag of things, football, baseball. We have some wrestling, high school wrestling, state championships this last weekend, but you know, last year when we had Joe Fusaro on, I think there was a lack of marquee players in South Florida. And we had talked about that. And I think the one thing that Joe said is next year, I don't think it's going to be that way. And obviously, you know, as we start the 2026 high school baseball season a couple of weeks back, South Florida is a hub, probably two of the best prospects in the country, and Jacob Lombard from Gulliver and Gio Rojas from Stoneman Douglas. Unlike last year, I think we had to go about a couple of rounds deep. But anyway, Joe does this. Obviously, his passion for baseball has been decades and decades. Obviously, you know, he covered the Marlins for years and professional baseball, but probably nobody knows more about the top prospects, especially in the state of Florida and South Florida, than Joe. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Joe, thanks so much for taking the time. I know this is a on the job training for you tonight because you'll be covering a game. And I know last year when you and I talked, you had hinted to me, you go, yeah, this year may not be very, very strong, but next year and over the next couple of years, South Florida will definitely be on the spotlight. And you're certainly right on target with arguably two of the best players in the class of 2026, within a long throw of each other in Dade and Broward County.
Yeah, Larry, first of all, thanks for having me. Funny, last year we had the teams. We went 5-0, Miami-Dade and Broward, in state championship games. This year, I'm not sure anyone's good enough to win state, but we certainly got some marquee guys. And, you know, it's funny, Larry, because last year I go to these games and I'd hardly see a scout. Now I'm going, I'm seeing 20 scouts to see Gio Rojas face Ivan Sabater of West Broward, who also is a UM commit, who also is putting himself on the draft map. But if we want to start at the top, obviously Jacob Lombard, shortstop at Gulliver Prep, younger brother of George Lombard Jr. in the Yankee system, and the son of Detroit Tigers bench coach George Lombard Sr. So everyone knows him. He was a superstar as a freshman, and everybody's just been waiting for him. Question is how high, you know? Could be a top 10, top 5. But then this is what makes it really exciting, Larry, because we got Gio Rojas, left-handed pitcher at Stoneman Douglas, who last year probably would have been a top 5 pick, could have reclassified to come out last year, but decided to stay. UM commit, but very doubtful he will see the Coral Gables campus, because he's another kid, 94 to 97 already this year. In the summer, he may have topped at about 99. And Douglas has TrackMan, so, you know, it's not just scouts with radar guns. They have TrackMan, which you see in the, you know, every day on your apps when you see all the readings on television and so forth. So he's legit. The slider is great. He just pitches with so much, you know, charisma and fun. And Larry makes it look easy. That's the funny thing about Gio. He really enjoys playing, and he dominates at such a regular basis. I've told scout friends of mine who haven't seen him that he almost seems bored. Like he has to challenge himself. You know, he almost has to get in a little bit of trouble to get out of it. Last year, real quick anecdote about him. I think he struck out 15 in the state semifinals and was throwing a no-hitter until like the fifth inning in a perfect game through 3 1/3, almost 4 innings. He walked a kid, and the kid bat flipped the walk.
Oh, wow.
And pimped the walk. And the coach was coaching first, and he balled that kid out for, you know, kind of making a mockery of it. You know, like they were down like 4-0. It felt like 10-0. And, you know, he was mad that he did that, like pimped a walk. And then Gio kind of, I think he might have given up like an infield hit. So at first and second, you could just see a smile on his face, struck the next kid out, and then just kind of breezed through the rest of the game. But, yeah, Gio is definitely special. If you want to talk about sleepers, Larry, let me know, because I got a kid that's rising fast. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but also I do want to talk a little bit more about Gio. Here's a guy at 6'4", left-handed pitcher, which automatically kind of screams high draft, because a left-handed pitcher, especially with size like that. Who does he remind you of? Anybody that – huh? And no, I mean, who does he remind you of? Anybody that we've seen? You know, I mean, Lizardo wasn't this big or this tall. Lizardo could throw, lefty. Who does he remind you of? Anybody that you've seen, whether it be from here or anywhere, because you've seen a lot of guys, you know, throw. Does he remind me of?
Who? I mean, I got someone for you, and you got to stick with me on this one. He reminds me of a left-handed throwing Jose Fernandez, the late, great Jose Fernandez. And I say that in the fact of that it's not – obviously, one was right-handed pitcher, one's left-handed pitcher. Jose had the dynamic fastball and the wipeout slider. But the charisma on the mound is where I see it. And Jose almost made it look easy. Gio, obviously, high school level, and then even – pitching summer ball in the perfect game and all the travel circuits and Team USA or whoever he might be playing for. But he reminds me of a lefty Jose, meaning his love for it, his passion. He's super athletic. You wouldn't know this, Larry, but he's like ambidextrous. He could throw right-handed, maybe not off the mound at 90, but he could throw right-handed, and you wouldn't know the difference that he was a lefty.
Wow.
He bats right-handed. They finally took the DH away from him, and I'm glad they did, because you could just start running into risk in terms of pulling the muscle or an oblique or something like that. But he was DHing. But, yeah, this kid can just – he just makes baseball look easy. He makes it look fun. And like I said, you know, as someone who covered Jose and knew Jose very well, obviously, you know, the tragic ending there. But he does remind me in terms of love of game, passion, enthusiasm, you know, kind of smiling on the mound and could just dominate you. That's what it reminds me of.
No doubt. Joe Fusaro joins us. Joe, the whole thing about Gio, too, is the very fact, as you said. I mean, you know, he brings so much to the table from a draftee. I mean, a high draftee, like you said, you know, it depends need-wise. Do a couple of college kids maybe go before he does? Or does a team, you know, that picks in the top three, four slots, do they say, hey, listen, you know, this is a kid, couple-year development. He's already ahead, obviously, of the curve from a high school advantage. I mean, because, you know, he's pitched at a major level for a great program. And as you mentioned in the offseason.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's a guy.
State champ. Yeah.
Exactly. And he's a guy that somebody says, hey, you know what? Smart kid, passionate guy, athletic. You know, he, you know, start him out, you know, slow and then accelerate him after 2 years. And, you never know. I mean, somebody like that with a, you know, like you said, high velocity, movement on the fastball, good breaking pitch, smart guy, great control, you know, that usually adds up. But as far as this year, I know that Douglas, is, you know, they haven't been dominating. I've been following. And but certainly – you know, he's a guy that everybody tries to avoid, especially if you're going to be playing him. What about Jacob Lombard? Here's a guy who's 6'3", you know, gaining weight all the time, big kid, great range at shortstop, really good throwing arm. You know, I mean, he's a guy. He is what the shortstops are these days as far as, you know, size, range. You know, I mean, just mobility, you know, a guy that, you know, he's fluid. Where do you see him? Is he another early first round draft pick as well?
Could be. I mean, the thing with metrics, the only thing is the only knock I heard on him were some metrics, which obviously weigh heavily how the analytics weighs in and some like the way the computer models look. To me, I'll give you the high-end comp. I'm not saying he will be him, but, man, he kind of reminds me of him because I did see this guy play perfect game before he got drafted. He has, to me, he reminds me of Bobby Witt Jr.
Which, oh, wow.
So we're talking, you know, that's an MVP caliber guy. But, yeah. But this the thing with Jacob Lombard. And when I, early in my years, and keep in mind I've been doing the big leagues for, what, 25 years, you know, off and on or full time. Early on in my career coming to big leagues, I was watching BP from the press box with a scout from one of the teams. We just happened to be at the old football, at, you know, Hard Rock when the Marlins played there. And we were watching guys, and I just kind of asked him, I said, what do you look for in batting practice and stuff? And he mentioned how easy they make it look. Like, does it look like there's a lot of effort there? And I can apply that to when I watch Jacob Lombard fielding, especially swinging the bat. It just looks easy. Gio Rojas, he doesn't seem to be, you know, max effort. Every pitch looks like his arm's going to throw off. It's like free and easy. And Jacob reminds me of that too. So, love the kid. Great makeup, great family, baseball family. We're talking, hey, if you want to move it to the college, but local, I mean, we could have three top 10 when you go to Justin LeBron at my alma mater at Alabama. Archbishop McCarthy, shortstop, already 8 home runs, could go as high as number 2. Everyone seems to think the UCLA shortstop is going to go 1-1. But also keep in mind signability, whether they feel a guy wants $9 million, $8 million, or you could sign someone else for $7 million if you don't think there's that separation. But we're looking at 3 South Florida guys I think for sure will be in the top 10.
Yeah, no doubt. Joe Fusaro joins us. You said you had a couple of sleepers or a sleeper, somebody who may be being surprised. Who would that be?
Yeah, it's coming fast, and scouts are really heavily in. I saw him pitch the other day at Archbishop McCarthy from Matter Academy Charter. Steven Gonzalez, right-handed pitcher, who is really, you know, just rising up the boards. He hit, from what I heard from some of the McCarthy kids, he touched 95 twice in that game. He had been kind of 92. He was at Florida Christian last year. He pitched a two-hitter. He was one out away from a no-hitter, ended up with 15 Ks, finished with a two-hit shutout. I believe on the year, Larry, 19 innings, 35 Ks or 34 Ks, just one walk. I don't think he had a I don't think he had a two-ball count until the fourth inning against McCarthy, meaning he didn't have ball two on anyone. And just ease, great slider, great mound presence. About a half a dozen area scouts were in on him. Trust me, a lot more are going to be on Steven Gonzalez from Matter Academy. Real quick, two other guys before I get out of here.
Sure.
I mentioned Ivan Sabater from West Broward, who actually beat Gio and I thought pitched better than him, 92 to 94. Ivan's made a lot of leaps, a lot. But really moving up, I don't know how high, but he's a guy that easily could get drafted. He's pitching in front of 10 to 20 scouts. And left-hander, my buddy Spencer Krasner at Chaminade Madonna, left-handed pitcher. He's another guy who doesn't walk anybody, four-year starter, South Carolina commit, but he has a chance to get drafted in rounds 3 to 5.
Yeah, and, you know, things are so much different now, Joe. I mean, back in the day when a lot of these kids, there was such a rush to sign, you know, outside the first or second or third round, these guys just – there were no advisors. There weren't as many things going on. There weren't showcases. There weren't, some of the summer showcases that there are now. Is there more of a, do you think outside the top three rounds, if you have like a college kid and, or even a high school kid who you feel, well, you know what, if he goes to like Miami or he goes to, wherever for a couple of years, he may really even get himself in a better position. Are there still people, giving good advice like that to say, hey, listen, right now, yeah, you're a really good player, but I think you could be better with some development?
Larry, you know what's going on with the high school kids are squeezed because of college? And everyone wanting kind of the more developed player and the 20-round draft, which may even shrink, that these teams, the big league teams, want. So what you're seeing is if you're the surefire Jacob Lombard, Gio Rojas guys, you're going to get drafted. If you're a little more iffy, if you're a more fringe guy, a JUCO guy who doesn't really want to go from rounds 11 to 20, you'll sign for $200,000 or $150,000 to just go to Pro Bowl right away. So you're seeing that dynamic because, Larry, you see it with high school football. There was college football, I should say, 10,000 guys in college football portal last couple of months. Last year at this time, basically, there was 6,000 kids in the high school portal. So what you're saying is with the reduction of scholarships to like 34 instead of 40, you can't go and develop at UM. You have to go and play at UM. And then, so you're not developing there. You got to go play. Well, let's say you and the coach don't hit it off, or you have a little bit of a slump. You have no margin for development. So you're sitting. So these guys want to go pro right now. So the MLB is going to get really good players at bargains. And so you're either, but there are also guys that aren't going to, Dylan Dubovic now at UM, he was at American Heritage last year, 5 homers already at UM, hitting about 500, winning 30-something at-bats. Dylan was a guy whose talent was top 5 round, but he wasn't getting the money, so he ended up taking the NIL and going and the deal at UM. So it's so far working out well for Dylan. So it's all about the player and where they feel the value is. But I tell you, we could have a whole show on this. But with everyone in the portal, guys, the thing that I don't like seeing is these guys are going, hey, I'm going to go to UF. And they go to UF, they sit, then they go to the portal. But meanwhile, they have no at-bats. So they have to go down. They have to go to division, either a JUCO or division II or a smaller D1 instead of the SEC, just to get playing time.
Yeah, no, you make a, and you know what? You make a really good point with the NIL, especially in baseball too, because a lot of these kids are going to make a few dollars by going to college and at the same time develop themselves, enhance, you know, their product, and I've seen it. And but it's a crapshoot, and you know, your son's been in this game a long, long time from a developmental standpoint, and he obviously comes across, you know, a lot of these kids where he's got to make a decision, you know, and I mean, and it people don't realize, but it could cost him his job by making a wrong decision, and so he has to do a lot of research and say, hey, you know what? I feel this kid is going to develop. I think he's about a year or two away. I think from a natural growth standpoint, he's going to get bigger. I think he's going to get stronger. And you know as well as I do, it's like being in football. In December, November, when the season ends, that defensive back could be 5'7", 150. But by the time you get to spring, they could be 5'9", 180. And it changes the entire recruitability, and especially at this age, you know, in the growth spurt of some of these young men and women, but mostly the young men coming out of, in a baseball setting, these 5, 6, 7 months can mean everything. And, you could pick up, from a velocity standpoint, you might be able to, you were throwing in the low 90s, and all of a sudden you're in the mid-90s. And I think you've seen that plenty. Where are you at tonight? What are you going to be scouting tonight?
Yeah, one real fast thing. I see kids September in fall ball and then see them in January and they grew 2 inches.
Yeah. No, I 100%.
Where are you at tonight? I haven't seen them yet. I'm at Cooper City. Yeah, okay. I'm kind of like you with football. I will see the big boys, and I'll see the ones who don't get it. You know, these kids all deserve, you know, some recognition. There are a couple of young players at Cooper City I want to see. They got a couple of good freshmen and sophomores. I want to get them up on my Man on Second YouTube channel, give them a little exposure, because some of these kids might be small college-type guys, and that's kind of what I'm doing. Tough. Whatever. If I could help somebody, get somebody to get an education, potentially drafted, yeah, that's kind of the fun of what I'm doing these days as I peel away more from the big leagues.
All right, Joe, go ahead. Man on Second podcast is what you do, and you do a great job. You have some great podcasts going, and you're taking a lot of videos, I see, and you're recreating yourself again. once again, and it's great. Joe, go have a good time. We'll talk. We'll have you on back again in a couple of months and talk about some of the kids.
Sounds great, Larry. Anytime. Good luck to you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
You too. Joe Fusaro, not a man on earth that knows more baseball than him. I'm telling you. Covered the Marlins for 20-something years. Now he's and his son is with the Arizona Diamondbacks and doing a great job. But anyway, let me quickly tell you, we are with you until 8 o'clock. At 7:35, we'll talk National Football Broward Showcase, Kevin Perry. At 7:25, Coach Brandon Neifeld will join us again. State champion in wrestling, Matter Lakes Academy. Alex Donner, our good friend, will talk University of Miami about 7:05. For the fourth straight year, we're going to have Coach David Rowe, the head boys basketball coach at Sagemont Academy. They won for the fourth straight year. And in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to four-time state champion wrestler Giovanni Solis, only a sophomore. This guy's got a chance to be a six-time state champion. University of Miami Sports Medicine.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little about high school wrestling and high school basketball.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas makes socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris taking you up until 8 o'clock. Thanks so much to Joe Frisaro for talking a little baseball with us. Yeah, baseball's in full swing too. And as he said, we have a couple of pretty decent players here that could get drafted this year, but also you have the option for college as well. Over the weekend, I had an opportunity to go to the state wrestling tournament. It's always a pleasure to go there because I love the sport of wrestling, and my dad used to take me when they started years and years ago, and I've been fortunate this year to announce my 39th high school wrestling tournament. And over the last 4 years, there was a certain somebody that I've had an opportunity to announce him as a state championship 4 times. And here's the kicker. He's only a sophomore. So he's got 2 years left. Began his career at Somerset Academy in Pembroke Pines, and now just kicking tail at South Dade, winning, as I said, a state championship on Saturday evening in Kissimmee, along with his team that's won, I believe, 12 or 13 straight. But certainly Giovanni Solis is as good as you get at any level, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Giovanni, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations. This is as good as you get, my friend. I mean, you started out as a seventh grader, and you've won Fargo. You've wrestled nationally, and the other night was your 4th state championship, and you got 2 years left. That's kind of mind-boggling. Talk about how this all started. How old were you when you started? And because you just can't all of a sudden at the age of 12 pick this thing up and excel the way you have. I'm sure you started this thing at a really young age.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So around 4 years old, I started wrestling. I didn't really like it at first, but then, you know, I told my dad, like, I want to go back. So he put me back in, and ever since there, we took off with Coach Doug, and it's been about, 12 years now, and I'm in a very good place, and winning all these state titles is great, you know, because I know I put in a lot of hard work to go out there and do my job and get it done.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is, I mean, you don't just wrestle locally. I mean, you've wrestled Fargo, which is the best of the best around the country as a younger, you know, wrestlers. You've been around and you've wrestled some of the top wrestlers in the country. When did you know you were at that level? I mean, you know, because you could be state rated in Florida, and that's nice, but until you beat people from Pennsylvania and Oklahoma and California and some of the hotbeds, I mean, you haven't really arrived as a nationally rated wrestler. When did you start? Was it at Fargo? Was it at during, you know, because I know that Coach Joe Basucci, he takes a lot of the wrestlers around during the off season and exposes them to talent. Was it during like an off season that you found out, hey, listen, you know, I could stand up with anybody?
Yes, definitely. Actually, my 8th grade year, Joe Blasucci, you know, very good coach over there. I thanked him for letting me join his team when I was in middle school. They had went to a national tournament, but I couldn't go because middle schoolers weren't allowed or something like that. And whatever. After my 8th grade year, going into the summer, hitting freshman year, basically, I went to Fargo, you know, got exposed myself out there, ended up taking fourth in freestyle and then second in Greco. Yeah, and then from there on out, I just knew I was one of these top-ranked kids, and I know where I stand, and I know I can compete with the high-level kids.
Yeah, no, I mean, you certainly have proven it. And talk, you know, you briefly brought up Coach Duck, Coach Reyna, who's obviously a great coach. He got, you know, obviously he's as responsible for South Dade's success over the years with Coach Balmaceda as anybody, because he has the youth program. He starts a lot of these guys, not just South Dade kids, but I noticed that this year, I mean, he had a bunch of kids that, you know, went to Southridge and Miami Christian and a lot of different schools that were part of his program. Talk about that program, because to me, that program elevates you and gets you to that next level. Talk about with what Coach Duck and his son, Brettley, who's also a four-time state champion.
Coach Duck and Brettley Reyna, you know, they helped me a lot. They're the reason, like, I'm where I'm at. And I've been with them for a long time, so I pretty much know, like, I can only get better from here on out. So if I need someone to talk to, if I need a, you know, practice, if I want to, you know, work on certain things, I know the right people and the people to go to. And I know that these are the best coaches, not in the state, but nationally. And I feel like kids that just transfer over here and work hard over here, they'll elevate their level and jump levels in this program.
Yeah. No doubt. Giovanni Solis joining us. He's a sophomore at South Dade Senior High School, won his fourth state wrestling championship. Who did you lose to this year? I saw you were like 44-1 or something. Who'd you lose to this year?
Yeah, I took a loss at Kobe Cemetery to one of my boys, Lincoln Sledgy and Austin.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure he's pretty highly rated. You know, so was it a good match? Was it a close match?
It was a good match. It was an overtime match.
Oh, okay. All right. When you look at wrestlers like Bo Bassett and Jack Forrest and wrestlers who were, you know, just a few years older than you, do you want to be where they're at? Do you want to be where Jack Forrest is? Do you want to go to Oklahoma State and be a star like he is, when he should really be a senior in high school, or a Bo Bassett who just won his third Pennsylvania state championship? Do you look at wrestlers like that and kind of pattern yourself after them, you know, work ethic, experience? Talk about that, because those two guys are young, and also Marcus Blaze as well.
Yeah, yes, sir. You know, they're really good kids, like really good, top notch. And, you know, I want to be at that level, and I know I can be at that level. So it's just a lot of work, you know, more work ethic, hard work ethic, and not just talent, you know, because I don't know. It'll just
– No, hard work, no, I understand. Together. Yeah. I mean, it's sure. – now, what do you do? What are you going to do in the off season now? What's your off season like?
Just freestyle training, you know, go to Fargo, and then after that, I'm heading to Worlds.
Okay. All right. And obviously, next year coming back, you've got an opportunity to, you know, to go for a fifth state title. Did you ever in your mind ever look back and say, wow, you could be a first six-time state champion this state ever had. In fact, you and I guess you and Austin were teammates at Somerset as well, right? When you first started out, because you both are the same age, or is he older?
No, we're both the same age.
Wow, and you're both
together, and we're just growing from here on out.
Yeah, well. Who do you look at, you know, as far as a wrestler and kind of pattern yourself after? Or do you just, you know, say, hey, listen, I gotta be myself. I want to get to that next level and be Giovanni Solis.
Yes, sir. I would say definitely myself.
Yep. Good stuff. Well, you're doing a great job, man. I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations on everything. I know we'll be talking to you a lot over the next couple of years. Congratulations on another state championship, not just individual, but a team state championship as well. I know that South Dade's awfully proud of the 27 state titles that they have. Again, thanks so much, Devani, for taking some time with us tonight.
Thank you, too, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you for having me on here.
Anytime. Giovanni Solis, just a sophomore at South Dade High School. Four-time state champion already. He's got 2 years left. Florida doesn't have any six-time state champions, and that's crazy. I mean, and like I said, he only lost once this year. He was one of the best in the state, one of the best in the country. And that's the thing. People don't realize you've got to go places. You've got to go to a lot of these, national tournaments to get better and better. And South Dade certainly has proven it. Also, congratulations to the Mako brothers from Cardinal Gibbons. Michael, who's going to Iowa, won his fourth state title, and his brother Peter, just a sophomore as well, won his second state title this last weekend. But while wrestling is going on, I mean, wow, we have basketball. Boys, girls, and a program that has just kind of set the rest of the state on its ear for the last couple of years. Four straight state championships. This year was competitive in the state final, as Sagemont Prep beat Victory Christian Academy in a close game, 67-63. But Coach Dave Rowe has done a tremendous job with this program this year, finishing 24-6, another state title. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations. I know it doesn't get old, but at least it was a thrilling final this year.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, no, it definitely It was a competitive one, and it was a game of runs that probably put a few more people on edge through that and took a couple years off their life.
But and the thing is this is a team over the last 4 years that, you know, that has stood up against some of the top competition. And this year, I mean, you played some of the really, really good schools and bigger schools like St. Thomas and Cypress Bay, programs that, you know, that have made it, pretty far over the last couple of years. Also Country Day, which made the final this year as well. Talk about that. Riviera Prep is another program that over the last couple of years has done extremely well. Talk about that, you know, playing a schedule like that, because you know as well as I do, you could play, you know, the local schools and, you know, you could play your, you know, the level of 1A level schools, but you'll stay the same. But when you get an opportunity to play the bigger schools and programs that have, you know, that type of talent, it kind of raises the bar for you and your program.
No doubt. You have to walk into those finals and the Final Four knowing that you've seen everything, that everything's been thrown at you. It's the only way that your players are going to be mentally prepared. So you can't be afraid of a loss. You got to look at the first 25 games as basically exhibition games to see where you're at, what you need to work on, and to build that mental toughness. And they have to have faced adversity so that when it comes, like it did, you know, when you get to that level in the finals, you're going to see adversity in that game, that they can stay calm through it and prevail. And you can't do that without being having a competitive schedule. It's just not possible.
Yeah, no doubt. And also a mix of players. I mean, you had a good mix of players with Kevin Thomas being a senior, obviously, and doing a great job, and David Neely. But you also had Ezra Jet Gellin, who was also a pretty good player, and you had Brandon Sharp. Talk about that mix, because, yeah, you like to have some of that senior leadership, but at the same time, you want to kind of set the table for the future as well.
100%. You know, you seniors, anybody knows this, seniors win, right? They're the ones who they're just a little bit more mature in their game and their approach. But you need younger kids who are talented to get these reps and experience. So when it's their turn to lead, they're ready and prepared to do it. And you also need younger kids around because they set the culture and continue the culture as it goes through. So it's not a reset every single year when a mass amount of seniors graduates. If you have that good mix, you know, they kind of just pass that torch and it gets carried along year over year.
Yeah. And you had that mix. I mean, like I said, you know, I brought up some of the seniors that you had, but you had a lot of underclassmen. The Noah Francois kid is another one who was very versatile for you. A guy who could, you know, do things on both sides of the ball. Talk about that. And where do you go now? Because you lose a couple of key seniors, which you do every year, I'm sure. Now, what do you do to kind of like try to get back next year? I mean, do you add some players? Are there younger kids that are just waiting for their time in the spotlight as well?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely for sure. There's younger kids that are waiting their turn. And, you know, the names, the younger kids that you just mentioned, it's now mm-hmm. their turn. And it's their turn to have a bigger role and step up and make plays. And people always say, when this person graduates, what are you going to do? But before Kevin and David, you know, there were other kids who graduated too. Those kids just get larger roles. So the names that we just said, it's their turn now to score just a little bit more, right? To rebound just a little bit more, to make a few more decisions on the court than they were asked to make this year. So I think that the minutes they've played and the experience they've gotten, it's now just their turn to step into those roles. And I'm excited for them. And you brought up someone like Noah. This is his first year being our point guard, and he's the kid that sets everybody up and gets all. We see all these dunks and the shots that all these people make, but he's the one who controls that whole game and makes these, you know, these players go and get easy baskets. So there's nothing sexy about that, but he's the floor general that's necessary that makes, you know, all of this kind of work. So I'm really proud of him, and I can't wait for next year to see, you know, as he progresses, what he turns into with leading this team.
Yeah, no doubt. David Rowe joins us. He's the head basketball coach at Sagemont Academy. And, you know, you look at a guy like Brandon Sharp, somebody who was one of your top rebounders this year, and somebody who's going to be back next year. And the kid Jemai Henry, who will be back next year as a sophomore. Yeah. These are the guys now that during the offseason and during the summer will get wiser. They'll get physically bigger. So when we start for the 26-27 season next year, these are the guys that you look to. And, you know, maybe they were role players this year or maybe took, you know, a backseat to some of the seniors as far as experience. But as you mentioned, I mean, these guys like Noah Francois will step up and do his thing. And that's the great thing about having a team. You look ahead to next year, obviously you guys are going to be right back in the mix. I'm sure a lot of the programs that you had an opportunity to, you know, play this year will be back on the schedule next year. I know going down the stretch, you know, playing the Victory Christian team and playing the Dade Christian team and playing Grandview Prep programs that obviously will still be in the way next year. I mean, a lot of these younger kids already know that route. And I know that's important. You look at university school, who'll be playing this coming week, you know, for a state title as well. They were on your schedule. And as I mentioned before, I mean, you know, teams like Miami Country Day and programs like that, and Stranahan, teams that have been there, done that before. And obviously, you know, when you play them and you win a game 50-46 against Stranahan, you will leave that court and say, hey, you know what? That's a good thing, because they know what it is to get there, and our kids, you know, came away and won that game. And Coach, I can't thank you enough for taking the time and what you've been doing with the kids. Like, it's amazing. And obviously you kind of kept this program relevant and on the map. And certainly I know that the administration has been, you know, just right behind you 100%.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And we look forward to the next year and the new challenge. You know, it's nice to win four in a row, but as of, you know, today it resets and starts over. So we're excited about a new challenge next year.
And that's a good thing. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations. Thanks so much for making time for us on this Monday night.
Yep. Have a good day.
Good stuff. Coach David Rowe, the head coach at Sagemont. The boys won for the four straight title, four straight year. That's pretty dang impressive, you know, to come out on top. A lot of, you know, people don't realize just getting there for any team. And we have a few teams going up there this week in Columbus and St. Thomas Aquinas. They're going to be up there this week. Calvary Christian, Nova Southeastern, they're going to be up there this week, going to Jacksonville. And certainly what a thrill for a program like that. Country Day fell short. Next week, obviously, we're looking to have Coach O'Keele Swaby on, the head girls basketball coach at Country Day. They came away with a win. The girls from St. Thomas Aquinas will be going up there. So it's going to be exciting. A lot of girls basketball and boys basketball to come over the next week or so. So, yep, it's going to be interesting. If you're just joining us for the first time tonight, just letting you know we're here till 8 o'clock. About 7:35 or so, we'll be talking to Kevin Perry from the Broward National Football Showcase. Their schedule is just about done, and he's going to fill you in on some really, really impressive teams that'll be in this showcase. Every year they've had the showcase, you know, there's been some great matchups. We've had Mater Dei here. We've had St. John Bosco. We've had St. John's of Washington, D.C., and St. Joe's Prep of Philadelphia, amongst others. We're going to have some local programs involved, and also a Dade versus Broward game. So please don't go away for that. About 7:35 or so, we'll talk to Kevin Perry. As I mentioned before, Coach Brandon Neifeld, head wrestling coach at Matter Lakes Academy. The Bears won for the second straight year, the 1A state title. I mean, they ran away with it. We're going to talk to him about 7:25. Talk University of Miami football. Spring is right around the corner. A lot going on as far as recruiting Alex Dono. You know Alex not only from our shows, but he fills in quite a bit here on 104.3 FM WQAM, and also is the post-game University of Miami host. So you've seen a lot from there as well. If you miss anything in this first hour with Joe Fusaro talking baseball, Giovanni Solis talking about wrestling, or David Rowe talking about boys basketball, just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We're going to take our final time out of this hour. We'll come back and wrap things up for hour number one.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Back to wrap up hour number one with you, Larry Bluestein and Trevor Harris, on a Monday. Glad you could be with us. We'll be back with you again next Monday. Like that. I like that. I'll make four straight Mondays in our time slot. It's our time slot. We have that time slot most of the whole year, but the Heat playing well, started to play well, so making a push for the playoffs. We always like that. You know what? Listen. Not going to be a hog on the time slot. If they're playing on a Monday, they're playing on a Monday. And then the Panthers have to get their butt in gear, or they're not going to be able to get in there again. But, yeah, so this is what we're all about for you. We're here, you know, talking recruiting, talking high school sports, anything that you want to talk about as far as that is concerned. So this time of year, we kind of have that mixed bag, and that's why in the first hour we talked a little bit of baseball, wrestling, and basketball. And then the second hour we'll talk with Alex Donald from Locked On Canes, you know, about the University of Miami, what's going on down there with spring right around the corner. She's got a big commitment for the next wave of talent in Nick Lanier, the wide receiver from Miami Carroll City, who's easily one of the best in the country. So that's a great way to start off. But that only happens when you play for a national title and you kind of have that type of talent on board. And certainly, you know, last year with Malachi Toney doing what he did, it only kind of opens the door for the next wave of talent in this 2026 class. If you had a chance to listen to our show last week with head coach Mario Cristobal, you know where they're going. You know, this is this is one of those, it's an elite program. That's what they're trying to be. When he came back from Oregon, and let's not mince words. He could have stayed at Oregon for as long as he wanted to. But he wanted to come back and get his alma mater straight, and he has. And certainly they're playing at a high level. Every time they hit that field, they expect to win, and that's something that hasn't happened in Carl Gabus for at least 2 decades. So that's something that's back. So we'll talk to Alex about that. We'll also talk to Coach Brandon Neifeld, head wrestling coach at Matter Lakes Academy. They won their second straight title, state title in a row, actually fourth, because they won the dual wrestling title in January this year and last year. So for a program that everyone goes, where is Matter? Where's Matter Lakes? Is that Matter Academy? No, we have a lot of charter schools in South Florida, and Matter Lakes and Matter Academy, both in the Hialeah area. So, Matter Academy was up there as well. So we'll talk to Brandon Neifeld, and also about 7:35 or so, we'll check in with Kevin Perry. They run the Broward National Football Showcase, which has brought in some amazing teams over the last 4 years or so, and they'll get a chance to do it again. There's programs coming from Texas, which we're excited about. And, it's going to be interesting this year to see some of the teams. So we'll break that down with Kevin Perry about 7:35. So it'll kind of set the table for you this evening as well. So over the next couple of weeks, like I said, we'll kind of wrap up the basketball deal. We'll start getting maybe into a little bit of baseball, since Joe Fursaro kind of whet our appetite for some of the talent that we have in South Florida, where we don't have maybe the team talent that we've had, which sounds crazy since Douglas has been one of the best baseball programs in the country over the last 5-6 years or so, or even longer. But they're still good. Yeah, you still got talent as well. So that's going to do it for hour number one. Don't go away. As I said, we're going to be talking University of Miami football in just a little while with Alex Dono from Locked On Canes. We appreciate you listening this evening, and we'll check you out in a few.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at uhealthsports.com.
Okay, welcome back to hour number two. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, and thanks so much for joining us on a Monday evening. And if you miss anything in that first hour, very, very rapid first hour, Joe Fursaro joined us. Talk a little baseball, some good recruits coming up, possible two early first-round draft picks from Dayton Broward County. Listen to that. It's already up on WQAM if you go to the podcast. You'll get a chance to listen to Joe. We talked to Giovanni Solis, 144-pound wrestler from South Dade. Just won his 4 state titles, only in 10th grade. He's going to be, if everything holds true, he'll be the first 6-time state champion Florida's ever had. Amazing. Amazing. They wrestle at such a high level, and as he said, he's in that great South Dade program. So, they won for the 13th straight time, the 27th state title. Talk about domination. And we talked to Coach David Rowe, the head boys basketball coach at Sagemont Academy, and they won their 4th state basketball championship this last weekend up in Jacksonville at North Florida University, which brings us to hour number two. And obviously, a lot of anticipation in Carl Gables to get things cranked back up after the way we ended the 2025 season with the national championship game. Everybody excited, great recruiting class, tremendous athletes, and somebody who follows this thing on a daily basis. Sometimes if you go on his Locked On podcast, Locked On Canes podcast, he's on twice a day. So he keeps you in everything going on, and we are talking about Alex Dono. And Alex is kind enough to join us this evening. Alex, thanks so much. I know that you're like a little kid in the candy store. You really are, because this is your deal. I mean, you love University of Miami football, sports, being an alumnus of the school. But this is something that, you know, you waited for 20-something years to be relevant, and not just to have a 10-3 season and say we're back, but to really know that you're back, and not just qualifying, going to a national championship game, but having all that talent. This has got to be exciting for you to cover on a daily basis.
Yeah, thanks, Blue. It just feels really, you know, rewarding, just investing so much into following and covering the team, and then to finally see them getting back to the sort of heights that I feel like they deserve to be in. And I feel like Miami fans deserve, you know, after a lot of years of just mediocrity, really deserve to be watching a team that, you know, hasn't won a championship again yet, but has gotten to the peak and gotten to the precipice and gotten that close. And that seems to be the standard now. And it's really exciting, Blue. You know, this off season has been a fun one so far, with a lot of twists and turns. I know that, you know, last time you had me on, we were talking transfer portal and Darian Mensah, and now we're really looking at a recruiting class of 2027 coming together with the high school players. And, you know, Miami landing Nick Lanier late last week at that Mario Cristobal recruiting event, the 305 day, was super exciting. And I don't have to tell you how good Nick Lanier is, the receiver who's now at Miami Carroll City. But, you know, for Miami to be able to land him, he's their, you know, just their fifth verbal commit for 2027. I think over the next few months into the summer is when they're really going to start getting more verbal commitments. To have a guy like that commit to you really early in the cycle, I think can build a lot of momentum for the future. So I think it's going to be a really big spring, with spring practices starting in a couple weeks and a lot of recruiting visits set up. And then you get to the official visits in the summer. I think Miami's going to be trending, Blue, to another top five type class.
Oh, 100%. And not only that, Alex, you had a last week we had an opportunity to have Coach Cristobal on the show, and we talked about that 2026 class and some of the players that are, you know, we talked about the portal players and everybody that's coming in from the portal, but we kind of looked at that recruiting class, and it, from top to bottom, I mean, you're talking about the kids like Buchanan, a guy that a lot of people forgot about, you know, I mean, you know, from the year before. Now you're adding more pieces to that puzzle, and not just position kids. They loaded up on offensive linemen. They loaded up on defensive linemen as well. But you mentioned, you know, something that last time, and I think on your podcast that we were on last week, we talked about how valuable spring is for everybody, you know, not just Miami, but everybody, because you have so many new faces. You know, back then, you know, there were a lot of young freshmen that would come in. You go, okay, well, you know, they'll take their time. But now you have veteran players that are going to be playing key positions in this 2026 season. So spring practice, every spring practice session is going to be valuable. And not only getting your starters, but leaving spring with a great idea who's going to come second and third.
Yeah, and you know, something I've noticed during the Mario Cristobal era that I don't think was maximized enough with some of the previous coaches Miami had was really just making the most of every minute of practice time you have. Like, they don't waste a day, they don't waste a rep. And yeah, I mean, you talk about hitting the ground running, Blue, in spring. You know, these last few years, it's obviously different in the transfer portal era. You know, this will be the third straight year that Miami has a veteran, but a new starting quarterback who comes in.
Right.
And, you know, all things considered, Carson Beck did an incredible job last year, as we all know. And that was without having spring. Right, he was only able to take mental reps during spring because he was recovering from the elbow surgery still. But now with Darian Mensah coming in from Duke, the same thing you had with Cam Ward 2 years ago. You know, Mensah, he's already going through off-season workouts. He's already on campus doing that. But you have him fully physically available for the entirety of spring football, which is really big. You know, for him to get his full command of Shannon Dawson's playbook, to really start building chemistry with his receivers. I mean, one of those he doesn't have to build chemistry with,
right?
Because he brought his guy with him, Cooper Barkate from Duke. But Barkate's another transfer who's got to learn the offense. You know, you have on defense opportunities for a guy like Damon Wilson, who's your prized acquisition at edge rusher, you know, to be able to get acquainted with his coaches and with his teammates. And so, sure. Yeah, I mean, spring, to your point, I think it's even more important than ever, given how many new faces, you know, because the major programs are all bringing in a lot of transfers. And Miami only brought in 13 this year, which is, you know, a little bit less than they brought in the last couple of years. But it's, you know, a baker's dozen of new players who have to get acquainted. And then you also have your true freshmen who have an opportunity. And so, something, and Blue, obviously, this is Miami never played as late into a season as they did this past year, because, you know, the championship game happened on January 19th. We've never played a football game that late in Miami history. And the thing that I was pleasantly surprised with was a lot of Miami's true freshmen, you know, who were able to enroll early in December, guys like Jackson Cantwell, were able to go through several practices. It was like having an extra spring. You're able to practice with the team in December and January. You know, and, you know, guys like Samorian Wingo at receiver, who we heard, you know, did an incredible job on the scout team. And of course, Cantwell, who may be a starter his first year at offensive tackle this year. Like, these guys had a bunch of practices in December, January. They're there for offseason workouts now. I mean, by the time Jackson Cantwell plays in his first spring practice, he's probably going to feel like he's been here a year already.
Yeah,
so it's invaluable, the experience these guys are getting.
Yeah, 100%. And not only that, the spring's going to give everybody opportunity to be acclimated with new coaches like Mike Vitti, who came aboard, and also with Fabian Upshaw, who had an opportunity to watch at Astronaut High School in Titusville. And obviously that's going to be important too. You want your coaches to be on the same page, and that gives them an opportunity to work with their different positions as well. So obviously this spring is going to take on a meaning that, as you mentioned, 2 years ago, we kind of got a really good glimpse of Cam Ward, and everybody said, wait a minute, this guy just threw for 450 yards and 5 touchdowns in the spring game. Yeah. And you know, unlike Beck last year, which we really didn't see, and I when I was on with you and you were on, I think, and I even conveyed that to Coach Cristobal about it. You know, it's something that you don't like about that. You know, you want them to be immersed into it. But, hey, listen, it worked out pretty damn well, okay?
Yeah, so, it did.
Yeah, and he, you know, came within a drive of leading them to a national championship. And certainly, as we could see from with Pro Day coming up, but also from the combine, he threw the ball pretty darn well. And, you know, kind of asserted himself as somebody who – you know, maybe in the middle rounds, listen, let's take a flyer on this kid, because, you know, he's got experience. Obviously, he's a little bit older and he's ready to go. Same thing with Keem Mesidor. You know, I mean, here's a guy who probably at the beginning of the season, a lot of people said, oh, maybe second, third round. But all of a sudden, he made plays. And that was the one thing that I said to Coach Cristobal last week. I said, I find it funny that people are judging somebody like Bain and his short arms from watching him in drills. But where the hell were you when he was leading this team to a national title game? I mean, to me, wouldn't you use that as your reference point and not so much what he did in a drill? You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's crazy, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, the Bain thing is complete insanity, because it's like, you know, we saw him several times go up against offensive linemen, you know, especially Trey Zune, Texas A&M, and, you know, they have some good offensive linemen at Notre Dame. And so he was dominating future NFL offensive linemen. Why do they think he can't do that at the NFL level when he's doing it at the college level? It gets to be silly at a certain point.
Well, it does. And if anything, out of this portal, people also had an opportunity to look at some of the players that were brought in from the portal and realize that Jacoby Thomas played at a high level before he got here. He was highly recruited coming out of high school. You know, so these guys are all going to be in the NFL draft. And yeah. as we mentioned, Amesador and also Mawanoa, who we kind of knew, you know, like Jackson Campbell, that from the time that Mawanoa came to Miami, we knew he was going to be that at a different level. And that's the one thing about the players that Miami's getting now, as opposed to what they were getting 2-3 years ago. And you mentioned earlier on, you know, with a commitment, you know, with somebody like a Nick Lanier. Nick, to me, is the first player that I can remember since Duke Johnson that would be a five-star at wide receiver, but also a five-star at a defensive back. The yeah. same thing that Duke, everybody deemed him as a five-star running back, but also said, hey, he could play corner if he has to, and he could do it at an elite level. And the old, and something else about Nick Lanier, I think he's probably the best kick returner in the country. And he's already shown.
That's a great point.
He's a major, major return specialist. And, you know, I mean, I'm not taking any shots at Chris Johnson, but, I mean, if you run a 4.35 and you run into somebody's back 30 yards upfield, yeah. what good is it? See, but Nick's got that. He can read the wedges and all that stuff. But, yeah, this is a lot to digest this spring, and we're looking forward to it. As you said, probably around the 24th. They're starting a little bit later this year. You know, I know that a couple of people have, you know, texted me about, hey, well, Florida's underway and this program's underway. Yeah, but you know what? I like it a little bit better because it gets you. If you remember last year, it was right during the baseball season, the height of the baseball right. season. Well, you know, and but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be a lot of positions to be won. Miami needs a new kicker as well, you know, after – you know, last year, Davis did a really good job filling in for the best Miami's ever had in Borregales. But certainly, as you mentioned too, I mean, we got to solidify the tight end position. We got to get a tight end that's really going to be utilized. You know, we've had them, but are the, you know, let's see what happens now with the new tight ends coach. Does he take that in a different direction? Does he get into Dawson's ear a little bit and say, hey, I was looking at your Houston tape. You targeted your darn receiver 105 times. What about here?
Yeah, and by the way, you mentioned the new tight end coach, Mike Vitti. I'm so excited to meet him because he seems like a really impressive person. And I've had people who either covered him at Army and also, you know, people who are, you know, Army football fans, and they just rave about Vitti, and like they really hope that in a few years he goes back there to become their head coach. Like they feel like he's a head coach in waiting there, which is his alma mater. And we'll enjoy Mike Vitti in the meantime. But you talk about a guy who really impressive offensive line coach at Army. You know, 2 years ago they won the Joe Moore Award. Not only the only Service Academy to ever win that, but the only non-Power 4 offensive line to win the Joe Moore, which is super impressive. And you're talking about a guy he's a retired Army captain who led a platoon at Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan. So if he can lead men into war, I think he can lead the young men in Miami's tight end room is the way that I look at it. So I can't wait to see what he does with that group. So tight end, I think Elijah Lofton, I think, was affected by injury last year. I think he can bounce back. Luca Gilbert has a ton of potential. And the true freshman that they brought in, you know, Gavin Mueller, I hear he's physically very impressive and that he might be ready to contribute right away. And Israel Briggs is another one coming in as a true freshman. So the tight end room, the offensive line in spring, we're all excited to watch. And we trust Coach Mirabal and Coach Cristobal for obvious reasons, but you're breaking in four new starters. So we're all going to be anxious to see how the O-line gels together. And, you know, the D-line, they're very talented, but what's life post-Bain and Mesidor going to be like? Or, you know, Damon Wilson, Marquise Lightfoot, Hayden Lowe, Armando Blunt, are they going to be able to replace the production that Bain and Mesidor leave behind? So these are, I think, exciting questions to answer. Yeah,
you're right. I think you're kind of partial to Vitti because he's your paisan. So he's
right, and that's what I said. Finally, we have an Italian assistant coach. Yeah.
A lot of pasta dinners for you guys. I mean, Alex, I can't thank you enough. Let everybody know how they can follow you every single day, twice a day, some days.
Yeah, thank you so much, Blue. You can follow me at Alex Dono on X and Twitter, whatever you call it. And most importantly, find Locked On Canes is my daily podcast on the Miami Hurricanes. You can find Locked On Canes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on YouTube, wherever you get your pods. And Blue, it's always a pleasure being on with you.
That is the great Alex Dono. Alex, thanks so much. We'll hook up with you really, really soon. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute expert. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Hey, what? You know what? Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little wrestling. Coach Brandon Neifeld, the head coach at Matter Lakes Academy, two-time state champions. He's next.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock. Thanks so much in our opening segment to Alex Dono from Locked On Canes, talking University of Miami. Talk wrestling earlier in the show. Had an opportunity to talk to a four-time state champion and Giovanni Solis, just a sophomore from South Dade. Now we get an opportunity to talk team title for the second straight year. They won the dual title last year and this year, and then won the state team title last year and this year, and just rolled this year, Matter Lakes, by 46 points over St. John Newman of Naples. And certainly Coach Brandon Neifeld has done an awesome job. And this is kind of the culmination, because a lot of these wrestlers started 3, 4, 5 years ago with this program. And Brandon is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you as always up there. A lot of great success this year. You had this dang thing wrapped up by the early part of the second day. It had to have been fun, because not only did the boys do well, but your girls did well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Larry, for having me too. It was good seeing you this weekend, man. Really good to see you.
How does it feel? Because, you know, I was talking to you during the weekend, and I said, you know, these are a lot of these kids who have been with you for a long time. I mean, you know, the eighth grader, Odell's and all these guys, I remember when they first started out as seventh, eighth graders in the program, and here they are, juniors and seniors. So it had to have been kind of bittersweet because of the fact that, you know, these young men have been with you for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the seniors I had this year, two of the state champions, Calias Nazario and Callum Messina, man, I've had them with me in my school since seventh grade. So that's 5 years, man. I was tearing up after, you know, they won their state finals, and I was like, man, like, they're actually gone, you know. It's a weird feeling. Yeah.
But this program has turned into a powerhouse. I mean, I know it didn't come overnight, and it came gradual, but over the last couple of years, Coach, this thing is, I mean, you rolled. I mean, you did it in the dual tournament earlier in January, came back and like I said, you know, I mean, and St. John Newman, I mean, this, it was competitive because these teams weren't bad behind you. I mean, St. John Newman wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. Cocoa Beach wasn't bad. I mean, they all had some pretty good wrestlers, and they kind of kept you on your toes. But you guys were able to qualify a number of wrestlers. And talk about this program and where it is now, because I know now, even though you graduate a couple of wrestlers, you have some younger kids who are ready to make their mark as well.
Yeah. You know, we are 6 through 12. So we have our middle school group of kids is, you know, there's a lot of kids that on our team that a lot of people never really heard of, and they're just waiting for their time, man. So we're pretty deep, honestly, for looking pretty deep for the next few years. And even from that core group that we started off with a few years ago, there's still a lot of those top kids that are only in 10th grade this year. There's like
that's
three,
crazy.
Four of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like talking, you know, before to Giovanni Solis. I mean, here's a kid that seemed like he's been around for 10 years already, and he's only a sophomore. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah. you get guys like that. Huh? I mean, you've been around him. Yeah, yeah, he is. And having the opportunity that you guys do to wrestle year-round, and you take a lot of these. Now, I would imagine your seniors are going to go to the Senior Nationals to compete. But what else now? What else do you guys do? I mean, you know, I mean, you want to give some of them a little bit of a break because they've been going full go. You know, I mean, they've, you know, between January and now, they've had two state championships to get to gear up for. Do you give these guys a little bit of a break before they go into the off season, or they just are they hungry? Are they that hungry to get started again?
Well, I mean, you know, it depends really on the individual. But honestly, we're practicing tonight, and most of them are here. They're
Oh, wow.
You know, the ones who lost, who went out with a loss last weekend, they're here. Yeah, you know what I mean? So we do free. We're going to be doing freestyle here after they do the nationals at the end of the month, and you know, doing Fargo and freestyle nationals and all that good stuff. So you know, it's fun to kind of switch it up a little bit. You know, it's not as boring just doing the same style over and over. We mix it up with the freestyle, and you know, we just keep you know making improvements and gradually trying to get them better over the year.
Yeah. Is there a hunger when you, like you said, a lot of these younger kids maybe it fell short of their goals, but they were up there and they saw what it's about. And that's the one thing I thought, I always think that's important, you know, is when a lot of these coaches will take these younger kids who are freshmen or so, just to see, just to show them what a state championship experience is like. And you know, as well as I do, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a, I mean, the competition's fierce. Everybody's up there for the same reason, even though it's maybe different than when you wrestled, it's still the same. You know, these kids come up there and I mean, you see, I mean, even the girls have gotten to that level now where you have, you know, outstanding girls wrestlers who do the same thing as the boys. And I'm sure at your practices, the girls will be there as well because they got a taste of it and they were a top team. Talk about that because you kind of got to coach both boys and girls. I know it's not hard, but it's time consuming.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I mean, our you know, we had two girls state champions. Paula Perez, she's a freshman. She's, man, she's tough. She's been wanting this for a long time now, and she finally got it. So yeah, the other one was Ariana Ruiz. She's a sophomore. This was actually her fifth trip to states. So she's qualified to states as a sixth grader. And she's ever been back every year, and this was her fifth time there, and she finally got it done. So that was a big weight off her back, too, you know?
No doubt. Coach Brandon Neidfeld joining us, the head coach at Matter Lakes. And here's the thing, too. You know, we know that South Florida wrestling's always been really good. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And this year with you, with South Dade, and then Joey coming a couple of points short in 2A against Lake Gibson. Talk about South Florida wrestling. I mean, it's as competitive as you're going to find anywhere in the state. I mean, you go to a tournament, a local tournament, any Saturday, you know, either Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get your chance to compete against some really, really good wrestlers. Talk about that. And also the middle schools, which will Dade and Broward, especially in Dade County, will be taken. I think the championships are coming up as well. Talk about that, because I think that the wrestling with the off-season program that you run and what Duck does, and obviously the people at South Ridge now, and certainly, you know, what Coach Mako does with his program as well. I think you take a look at Dade and Broward County, and it's as strong as it's – maybe not as deep as it's ever been, but I think it's as strong as it's ever been.
Yeah, no, you're 100% on point with that. South Florida wrestling is everybody knows it. It's not a secret anymore. I mean, we are definitely the toughest region in the state. Every year, it's always the same thing. Even last year, we swept the states. You know, with Somerset, us, and South Dade, and right. You know, this year, you know, again, us and South Dade won again pretty easily, both of us. You know, the Central Florida and Northern Florida teams, they all know it. Whenever they got one of us, you know, in a tournament or a duel, they got to come correct because, you know, South Florida, man, we are pretty far ahead of the wrestling scene. You know, without, you know, there's some teams in, you know, Lakeland, Tampa area that can compete with us for sure. But
sure.
Overall, though, it's, you know, we got a pretty big lead in my opinion. I mean, we dueled South Dade this year. It was a heck of a duel that match that, you know, filled the whole gym. People were there just to watch that, you know, two state champion teams going out.
And two good, really good and well-coached teams as well. I can't thank you enough, Coach, for joining us. Always great to see you. Always good to see your teams. And I know that next January you'll be back in the mix for a dual championship, and then certainly again, you know, in March for another state title. Congratulations to everything that's come your way. I know you work your butt off for it, and so does your team and your assistant coaches as well. And I know you got a good, administration backing as well. You can't get it done without the strong administration supporting you as well. Congratulations, and we will see you soon.
Yeah, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and really appreciate your support, man. You're a legend. So thank you.
Well, you're getting to that status yourself. So, all right, Coach. Thanks so much, man. Have a good practice.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Have a good night.
You too. Coach Brandon Neifeld. I'll tell you what, Matter Lakes. Come on. Who knew? I mean, who knew a couple years ago? All these programs are starting to make a huge impact. I mean, they won by 46 points. They rolled up there. And same thing with South Dade. You know, Coach Balmaceda steps aside. Coach Reyna takes over. And South Dade wins, what, for the 13th, 14th straight year? 27 state titles? Yeah. Listen, wrestling is, as you'll see in the upcoming weeks in the NCAAs, it's a great sport. It's a great sport. Speaking about great sport, what about football? That Broward National Football Showcase is starting to take shape for yet another year. I know Dr. Kevin Perry, every time I talk to him or see him, he's always talking about the teams that are coming in. And certainly this coming year in August, we have another major showcase, a lot of local teams, some state teams, and some teams coming out from outside the area. And we're always great and honored to talk to Dr. Kevin Perry. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Well, Coach, you got another big-time slate of games coming up this year. I know that this has been a dream of yours since you started this, to elevate the competition every year, and you do it. And thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday with us.
Thank you for inviting me, as always. The pleasure is mine.
Talk about this event. I mean, this has become a national showcase that's talked about by everybody around the country. You know, when I have Zach Poff from Max Preps on the show, he's always talking about the showcase and everybody out west. And, you know, and we know that Zach, when it comes to ranking his teams, he loves his California team. So, but he even came here this year, which I was so blown away when they did the Chaminade and St. Thomas game through Max Preps. But he said to me he's going to come this year. I don't believe it, but talk about this event. I mean, everybody's, you know, you announced some of the matchups coming up. We have some really good out-of-state teams. We have good in-state teams and local teams as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge, huge weekend in August. We just got done with our eighth reveal out of nine games. We still got one more reveal to go. Going to be a special one. But the big one tonight was, you know, we're going to see DeSoto, Texas come to South Florida to play St. Thomas. But, I mean, the lineup is loaded with MacArthur versus Mandarin, West Broward versus McEachern out of Georgia, Chaminade versus Sierra Canyon out of California, Western versus Pine Creek out of Colorado, Archbishop McCarthy is going to be playing Jacksonville Bulls, Heritage is going to be playing East St. Louis, and Bishop Gorman's coming to play Columbus. So it's a packed lineup. And again, there's still one more game to reveal. I don't want to get that up, because if you follow us on Instagram and social media at Broward Showcase, you'll see everything's uploaded on YouTube. So I don't want to spoil that last game yet.
Yeah, no, I want you to keep these things under wraps. But not only that, is I think that when you and I went on social media and taunted Texas, I think that kind of helped. Because they didn't want to come here. They didn't even want to come here. Yeah, I don't get it. But you got a Sierra Canyon team. Is that Carson Palmer's team or no?
No, that's Santa Margarita.
Oh, Santa Margarita, that's right. Yeah. So you get another California team, which is great. Last year, you had Corner Canyon of Utah, which was really, really good. Jackson Dart's alma mater, Zach Wilson's alma mater. So we got a chance to watch them come in. Also, you have Petrie Ridge for the second year in a row. So this year, you have McEachern. Is that Coach Reed? Is that who used to be at Creek?
Yep.
Is that his?
Yep, former Broward guy. He's excited to come down.
Yep, and he's done a great job as well. The East St. Louis team is always good, always good. Yeah. And they're going to be playing Heritage, is that right?
Yeah, I can't wait to see this running back. He's one of the top prospects in the country. actually got a text the other night asking if they're going to leave him at home. They got a 6'3", 225-pound running back that runs a 10.7.
Wow. And then we get an opportunity to see St. Thomas Aquinas in a really good matchup. Obviously, Roger Harriott backs off of nobody. I mean, he's taken on Gorman, obviously 2 years ago. Last year, they had an opportunity to play a really, really good football team, as they do every year. Chaminade, again. You know, it's kind of a rebuilt Chaminade team, but you know as well as I do, the objective is the same. And then we get a MacArthur team with Coach Ortega getting a chance to play a Jacksonville Mandarin team that a lot of people know that it's a battle of the Mustangs. Same color uniforms and same mascot. Both of them are the Mustangs. And then Archbishop McCarthy against Bulls. It is a Bulls team that's loaded. We got a chance to see Mark Edwards' son last year, Xander Edwards, one of the best sophomore running backs in the country, and the kid Asher Jodo, the defensive end. But they kind of cleared out their offensive line. So, and you know as well as I do, as Coach Jake Pugh's done a great job at Archbishop McCarthy. This is a program that now, they came within 5 points of getting an opportunity to maybe play for a state title last year, beat Heritage, beat Plantation, beat New Orleans last year. So the lineup looked pretty darn good, and I know that last reveal is probably going to – is that going to be a local – two local teams?
Yeah, I mean, I know that you know the two teams, but we still got to save it. It's just we're waiting to finalize one more interview, but – I love the fact that, I can give up this piece. I think it's very important, since South Florida is the mecca of high school football, that Broward should play a Dade or Palm Beach team every year.
I agree.
Mean, that just goes back to the roots of where it all started.
Yeah, I agree. And a little bragging rights between the two counties. I know a couple of years ago, Creek played Northwestern. That was, a young Creek team against Teddy Bridgewater program. They went on and won state. So that kind of wasn't, but I have a feeling that the matchup that you guys are going to be announcing pretty soon is something that a lot of people are going to want to see. Two good programs from South Florida, which is good as well. Talk about how this thing is, how this thing comes about every year. You guys just don't roll it out. I mean, there's a lot of work, a lot of people involved. Give a shout out to some of the people who make this possible.
Oh, definitely. It takes a village to do this between Sean and James and Griffin at the Broward Educational Foundation, Rocky, Patty, Jen, Kristen at the BCAA, and, of course, our major sponsors like Adidas, Joe DiMaggio, Dave and Buster's, Visit Lauderdale. It's just the list can go on and on, and I feel bad for mentioning some because I can't mention them all, but, I mean, we have friends of the foundation. We're up to, 20-plus of those. So it takes a lot of hard work from a lot of different people. Bring in Brandon Graham on to help this year with the graphics and the videos and the interviews. He's taking it to a whole different level on social media and YouTube and just creating something special. And we're getting closer and closer each year to actually providing a true college bowl game experience for these kids.
Good stuff. Well, I can't thank you enough. You know, we'll have you on plenty before, breaking down some of the teams, looking at some of the programs again. Thanks so much, Kevin, for taking the time on a Monday evening. And, you know, we'll be right there front and center like we've been since it started.
Man, I appreciate everything you do. Keep doing your thing. And I'm sure you and I will be talking more this week.
Sounds good. Dr. Kevin Perry, Broward National Football Showcase. Great event. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We're going to take our final timeout. We'll come back, wrap things up for a Monday.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Back to wrap things up with you for a Monday evening. Thanks so much. Thanks to Joe Fusaro for talking baseball. Giovanni Solis, four-time state champion from South Dade. Coach Dave Rowe, the head coach at Sage Vermont Boys Basketball Champions. Alex Dono, our own Alex Dono. Coach Brandon Eifeld, the head wrestling coach at Matter Lakes, back-to-back for Matter Lakes Bears. And Dr. Kevin Perry talking about the Broward National Showcase. That's going to do it for a Monday evening. We will be back with you again next week for another great show. Thanks to Trevor Harris for doing what he always does, doing a great job, and great to have him back with us today. That's going to be it. We will see you next week. Have a great week.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone. T-bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.